Time now to take five for your community, a service of the Edley Mortuary in Washington, caring for you when you need the care the most. Our guest today is Bruce Beasley with the Indiana State Historic Sites. Am I saying that right?
Exactly right, Duane.
Well, Bruce, thanks for joining us. Of course, we were just reminiscing about your days. Many will recognize the name Bruce Beasley from banking days back here in Washington, right?
25 years as a banker in Washington.
And now working for the State Historic Site for your love for history. And boy, when we talk about history, we've got a historic event in honor of the state's bicentennial celebration. If you're listening this morning, at some point while this exhibit is here, you better get to Vincennes, right?
Absolutely. Southwest Indiana is the oldest part of the state. It was settled first, and we've just got so much great history in this part of the state. Vincennes, of course, is the oldest city in Indiana. Washington, of course, doing its bicentennial as well here with the state for 1816. So it's time for us to celebrate some of that.
And this is a once-in-a-lifetime thing that has never been done before. We talked a little bit about it in the news, but Birth of a State, the Indiana exhibit. Tell us what this is all about.
Well, Jim Corden, who's the state archivist, made this available to us, and we at the State Museum put it together. It's at the Old Cathedral Library in Vincennes. It's a completely unique thing. Jim told me that these documents never travel. He told me that the first Constitution from 1816 and the 1851 neither had been out of Indianapolis except one time for conservation, ever. So these are some unique documents that the public doesn't get to see, which is ironic because these are the documents that govern our whole state in terms of the governor, the legislature, our state courts, everything.
It's really cool, and these documents have been preserved. It's hard to imagine. You were talking about seeing – you got a chance to preview them yesterday with the media preview, but to see the cursive writing and the design back in the day.
Right. Today we ask school kids when they visit the historic sites in Vincennes if they're even taught cursive writing. Can they even read it? And yet all these documents, of course, were done long before we were word processing.
That's right. So anything, I'm sure there's some fun facts along the way with this exhibit that's on display.
Yeah. Besides the documents, we've got the first state flag. And so if you want to know the story behind our state flag, how we got our flag, when we got our flag, I think we've got one of the better designs for a state flag. And we have the first state flag in this exhibit. We've got some other interesting documents, some about slavery, for example. You don't think about slavery happening in Indiana, but we did have it in the early days. And there's some portraits and some other things. The other thing about this exhibit is the location at the Old Cathedral Library. That library is full of treasures. It's full of unbelievable objects and documents from the earliest days of Indiana, but also even on back. There are books in there from the 1400s, the 1500s. It's an incredible place. So we'd like to introduce a lot more people to that as a partnership in this exhibit.
So what you're saying basically is you need to plan on spending about a day to really look back in history here.
Yeah, take an hour or so at least. It's free. Did I mention free, Duane?
That's great.
Okay. But yes, we're May 20th. We're starting today. And we go through June 5. There's three weekends in that time period, including, of course, the big rendezvous weekend over there. But May 20 through June 5, and it's a fantastic opportunity.
Is there certain times that you can get through then?
1 to 4, basically, each day. On the weekends, Saturdays and Sundays, we'll go 9 to 4. So it's 1 to 4, and like I say, it's also all through the weekends. It's going to be open Saturdays and Sundays.
And for those not familiar with the Old Cathedral Library, where's that located in Vincennes?
Okay, it's not as hard to find. It's directly behind the cathedral. It's on 2nd Street right there, behind the cathedral, between the cathedral and the Visitor Center for the Clark Memorial. It's directly across 2nd Street from Reve High School right there. So it's easy to find, and you can park anywhere along there or park in the Clark Memorial parking lot and walk over.
A short drive wherever you may be listening this morning, and well worth it. Birth of a State, the Indiana exhibit, some of the oldest documents known to our state, traveling to Vincennes for this once-in-a-lifetime experience. It begins today through June 5th, and Bruce Beasley's our guest. Bruce, if they want more information, they can always contact you, right?
Absolutely. Give me a call, My best number would be 882-7422 or 881-7656.
Make plans to stop by while it's here and take advantage of history right before your eyes. Bruce, thanks for sharing the information, and we hope to keep you busy the next 3 weeks.
Thank you very much. We appreciate all the help and the great work you're doing for the state's bicentennial.
You got it. Take 5 for your community, a service of the Ed Lee Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most.